This is Radio London. And now we present Bassett's Jelly Baby Show.
Bathroom's fabulous, fabulous sweets. There's Bassett's Jelly Babies. Lots in a box, so shop, shop, shop for Bassett's Jelly Babies. Yeah, Bassett's Jelly Babies.
Radio London's DJ Kenny Everett is in the States. For why? He's with the Beatles. Direct from Chicago, Kenny Everett reports to Paul Kay on the day-to-day developments of this controversial tour.
12:30 on Pan American's Flight 57, Boeing 707, and the Beatles were guarded from view of the prying teenage passengers by a curtain which was drawn between compartments, the first and second. And there were lots of kids in the plane trying to get through the first class section to ask for autographs, and the stewardesses a fantastic time keeping back the crowds. John Lennon even threatened to sing a few verses of Yellow Submarine to shut them up.
and then what?
Well, we arrived in Boston, which was the first stop, at 7:30 English time, which is 2:30 USA time, to another barrage of press. We weren't really supposed to land in Boston. It was supposed to go straight on to Chicago. But the plane radioed ahead that they would be landing, and we managed to muster up about 300, 400 fans in Boston Airport at very short notice. We only stayed for about 5 minutes before we went over to Illinois, Chicago, and our first major stop. So about 4,000 kids in Chicago Airport, and they missed the Beatles because the Beatles stopped off at the runway about 400 yards ahead of the airport and dashed away in a limousine.
Was this intentional?
Yes, I think it was, because there was a little crowd of
boys and girls, I hope you're enjoying this show, and I'd just like to briefly remind you before we play more music and go back to Kenny in Chicago that this is being presented by Bassett's Jelly Babies. They're available everywhere. Britain's best loves sweet.
Let me tell you how it
is. The dressing white all of them. Dark horse, George and Ringo, here they come. Everybody is standing up, screaming, waving banners, waving their arms. The Beatles are tuning up now, ready to give their first number. Always just wave to the audience, as you can hear. John is stooping over, tuning his guitar. And Ringo is twiddling with his stick. Yes? John has just said his customary, hello, how are you? Soon after they start their first number, we've got to scoot out of here and get into the Greyhound bus, which takes us over to Cleveland, and we arrive there at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Here they go. I think they're about to start any second now. Millions of flashbulbs still going off. Rock and roll music!